During their review of the school reentry plan at their January 5th meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education was forced to consider Governor Justice's updated school reentry regulations. A December 30th press release by the West Virginia Department of Education, or WVDOE, said that the governor has scrapped the weekly school virus map as the determining factor as to whether a county can conduct in-classroom schooling for the following week. The governor's new plan includes keeping all schools in remote learning until January 19th, at which time all schools will be required to open for 5 day per week in-person classroom instruction. For pre-K through 8th grade, the return to the classroom will happen regardless of the Department of Health's daily virus color code for the county. However, high school, grades 9 through 12, will still close while their county daily virus map remains red. The WVDOE explains that the science supports the idea that being in school is the safest place for kids to be, particularly elementary and middle school kids who do not get very sick from the COVID-19 and are unlikely to infect other people. The press release also said that students' educations have been suffering because of the lack of in-person instruction. At the board meeting, School Superintendent Beam read a letter from a concerned parent which said that being forced to return their student to the classroom is dangerous, particularly because their child is in a large class where social distancing is impossible. It was a very powerful and emotional letter. Beam said he has checked with the West Virginia Department of Education and it appears that the local boards of education do not have the option to not follow the guidelines and will have to open for 5 days a week on January 19th. He said that three other counties' boards have voted to ignore the governor's directives and were told that there will be retributions from the state if they do that. A number of county teachers weighed in about this. Mrs. Spencer, principal of Hillsborough Elementary School, said that most teachers there were in favor of returning to 5 day classroom instruction. She also asked permission from the board to allow Hillsborough students to eat lunch in 3 shifts in the cafeteria instead of in their classrooms. She said they can do so safely while maintaining 6-foot distancing in the cafeteria. The board did vote to allow that. Most teachers who commented from other schools seemed to favor remaining on the 4-day schedule with Wednesdays reserved for teachers to assist students who are having academic problems. Board member Sam Gibson said he very much disagreed with the governor's opening of grades pre-K through 8 to 5-day in-person instruction because it endangers students and teachers. Board President Sue Hollinsworth indicated that she is a, quote, rule follower and would support the new regulation because the education needs of students is so important. Beam said he did not want the board to vote on this at this meeting, but to take time to see if state guidelines will change and to consider the possible financial retributions that the county schools could face if they decide to defy the governor's orders. It appears that the board members, parents, and teachers may have very divided opinions about this. They set up a special meeting for Thursday, January 14th at 6 p.m. to make a decision on this. Also at this meeting, Ruth Bland announced that they have received enough portable computers purchased through a grant to provide a device to all students in 8th, 9th, and 10th grades, and that the 11th and 12th grade students already have them. She said they still have not heard about their USDA grant application, which will provide computers for the rest of the students. Sherry Radcliffe announced that they have accepted a bid from Mitchell Chevrolet to purchase a new work truck for $31,900, which includes a maintenance contract. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.